right now on VFN TV, Justin Bieber takes a deep dive into his faith and comes out not only married, but comes with a deeper relationship with God. He talks about his personal walk with God, how he's going on a self-destructive road and Jesus saved him from it. He talks about how being a parent, being a father, being married, pursuing life. Oh my goodness, this is so encouraging. Justin Bieber right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is such an exciting program as we're talking about Justin Bieber and how he's taken a major turn in his faith. But guess what? God is saying Jennifer Lopez is going to take the same kind of turn. That's right. Well, think about this. And we've been praying for quite some time, you know, VFN KB, VFN Kingdom Business, praying over the mountains and asking God just to touch folks in the mountains and encourage them and inspire them. Well, one of the people that God has touched powerfully, other than Kanye West, is Justin Bieber. As a matter of fact, he had an interview on Apple Music, and Apple Music, the interview is with Zane Lowe of Beats, and he's being interviewed. He's talking about his faith because he disappeared off the circuit for a while, you know, because he was really coming to the end of himself. It's just like, you know, he needed a breakthrough. He's going to talk about that, as a matter of fact. But we want to just go into this, and I want you to raise your faith level, because God's saying specifically he's going to touch people in each of the mountains. But what he told me personally and others as well is that he is going to touch people in the entertainment mountain powerfully. As a matter of fact, before we talk about Justin Bieber, I'm going to tell you what he said about Jennifer Lopez. Now, you can see Jennifer Lopez right here. You know that, you know, she is a dancer, singer, actress, and powerfully that when she was, I had this encounter with God. God's speaking to me specifically in a dream, this prophetic dream, and he shows me where the glory of God was just being poured out, the presence of God. When I say the glory of God, the presence of God, it just, you're designed for the presence and the glory of God, right? And so everything's just amazing, this school. It's a grammar type school, which is, you know, 5 years and below, probably about 10 years and below. And the kids are just flowing in the glory of God, and God's presence is moving. It's just so powerful, and people are singing to the Lord, and children are praying for children. The adults are starting to come to the school. I mean, God just, his presence just draws us. You are designed for his glory. So at some point, all of a sudden, as I'm in there, you know, with God in this encounter with God, Jennifer Lopez is there. And Jennifer Lopez, she's touched so deeply in her heart about the presence of God, the glory of God. And she's just so moved with compassion that God's going to touch her, just like he's touching, maybe not just like, but in another specific way, where her heart's going to be touched in a way that she's going to want to do something for God in a very powerful way. So I want to encourage you, God is touching people in the entertainment mountain. Listen, God loves folks in every part of the world, and thank God he found me, and we'll hear more about that in a little bit. But that's specifically what, you know, was God told me about Jennifer Lopez. Well, guess what? Right now, with Justin Bieber in this interview with Zane Lowe, he's sharing about how he was touched because it was at the end of himself. He was literally just came off the circuit for like, you know, a year or possibly a year and a half, almost two, I believe it is. And during that time, he talks about he took a deep dive in his faith. That's so important. That's so important. But let's go and listen to his interview as he's talking about this deep dive in his faith, because I want to talk to you about going a deep dive yourself in your faith. Let's join it.
I really took a deep dive in my faith, to be honest. I just went deep into, like, I believed in Jesus, but I never really, like, you know, when it says following Jesus is actually turning away from sin. Mm. And so there's no, what it talks about in the Bible, it's like there's no obedience. There's no faith without obedience. So it's like I had faith about, like, oh, I believe Jesus died on the cross for me, but I never really implemented it into my life. I never, like, was like, I'm going to be obedient. So I was like, I wasn't sleeping around. I wasn't doing a lot of stuff. I just was kind of by myself.
That's so powerful when you hear that. I mean, that's just so powerful what he's saying. He took a deep dive in his faith, and he's asking himself the questions, you know, who is God? Who really is God? What's the scripture say about him? I want to have this relationship with him. And he said, you know, I believed in Jesus, but I never really just what the scripture says about following Jesus, turning away from your sins. And he says, there's no faith without obedience. Well, you may think about, well, is that true? A lot of people will tell you it is true. But if you look at James chapter 2, verse 17, this is what he's really talking about. He's talking about faith by itself. In other words, all you have is just faith. Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by works or by actions, it's dead. Faith by itself is not accompanied by action, it's dead. So you think about this. What he's saying is, he's saying, like, you know, I believed in Jesus, but I didn't have faith. I didn't obey him. If I believed him, why wouldn't I obey him? You know, we're not saved by our works, but our works are as a byproduct. What we do is a byproduct of our faith in Jesus Christ. That's so important to understand because, you know, there's something being taught today is totally different. And we'll hear a little bit later on how that actually confused Justin when he's looking at the church and people who call themselves a Christian and they're living their life contrary to that. And he was like, he was just challenging that. You know, you need to do by God's grace. And he even taught us more about that. I want to ask you right now, are you ready to take a deep dive in your faith like Justin did? It's so powerful to do. I'm even talking to you if you're a pastor and you've been, you know, pastoring for years, but you left the faith. You left the faith. Listen, there's people, there's this pastor that was pastoring over a mega congregation, you know, thousands of folks being interviewed by a television program, and he says, I'm an atheist. Like, what are you doing? You know, at some point, something shifted. Every one of us need to do what Justin described as going, taking a deep dive in our faith. Are we walking out what God said to do? That's just so powerful. Now, another question, you know, is being asked right here, you know, what is your turning point, Justin, that turned you into your faith? What was the turning point? I want to ask you the question, what was your turning point? You know, comment below, let us know, what was your turning point? Well, Justin's going to share what his turning point was when he made this turning point to his faith. Check it out.
I think it was my perception of who Jesus really was, you know? I'd had really bad examples of Christians in my life who would say one thing and do another. So they were my direct example of who Jesus was.
That's why you didn't take it seriously.
I didn't take it as seriously because I didn't have good examples.
Good role models.
Yeah, and so I think the more I really just really looked at the character of who Jesus really was.
Did you grow up in a Christian household?
I grew up in a Christian household, yeah. But my mom was, she was really hurt growing up. I mean, she had so many things going on in her life. So she was navigating her faith journey. For me, it was just confusing because she'd say one thing and then, like, she would say, well, you're forgiven, but then I'd do something bad or whatever was supposedly bad, but then she'd make me feel ashamed for it. So it's like, well, if Jesus forgives me, then why are you making me feel bad for doing something? Like, obviously there's like a form of like, we got to make sure we keep our kids accountable and punish our kids so that they learn from their mistakes. But like, if there's this God named Jesus who died for our sins so that we don't have to live in shame, then why? It was just things like that that would make me really question, like, who is this Jesus guy? And I didn't really take a deep look into who he was.
That's so powerful because, you know, that not only did Jesus die for our sins, but he actually took the shame of our sin on the cross. And shame produces more of the same. You never will come out of sin if you're under a climate of shame, a spirit of shame. But listen, we need to, sometimes we're confusing conviction with condemnation. Sometimes we're confusing conviction with shame. But the reality is we should feel bad for our sins. But once we repent for our sins, you know, we should actually believe and receive the forgiveness by faith through the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. But I want to encourage you or ask you this question. I want to ask you this question. Have you been or had people in your life that set a bad example for you? I mean, have you been a bad example? Have you seen folks that are bad examples? And he's saying, listen, I was confused. I was like hearing people talk about Jesus, but they weren't doing what Jesus said. And I understand, it's like, that's very confusing, especially as a Christian. You're looking around going, what's going on? Nobody's perfect. But listen, at some point, there should be a hint of you having a desire to do what Jesus says do. And he said, that just really confused them. It really confused him. And so we are, you think about it, he says, we actually, he was saying he didn't take his faith seriously because of seeing this contradiction that was going on. And of course, the whole contradiction we are contradictions in ourselves outside the grace of God, the mercy of God. But understanding that, so I want to encourage you, comment below, let us know your thoughts in regards to how maybe you at one time were a bad influence on others, or others were a bad influence on your faith and it just confused you. But it's time to be a good influence. Share your thoughts. We want to hear about that. And it's so important to, let's just keep talking back and forth. But isn't this exciting? Well, guess what? We're going to come back from the break in just a moment. Be sure to comment below. And don't forget to go to the VFNKB community at VFNKBcommunity.com and join the conversation. See you after the break.
We'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they've worked for others, and I believe they're going to work for you. I want to help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. Claim your book, don't wait a second longer, and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
In the 1970s, Malcolm Muggeridge said this: "It is difficult to resist the conclusion that 20th century man has decided to abolish himself. Tired of the struggle to be himself, he has created boredom out of his own affluence, impotence out of his own erotomania, and vulnerability out of his own strength. He himself blows the trumpet that brings the walls of his own cities crashing down, until at last, having educated himself into imbecility, having drugged and polluted himself into stupefaction, he keels over a weary, battered old brontosaurus and becomes extinct." Having created boredom out of his own affluence, we have become so affluent and so bored at the same time. Impotence out of his own erotomania. We have become so erotic in our proclivities and in our desires, we have become impotent to natural drives. Having created now imbecility out of our own gains, we have made so much of progress in education and yet have become so imbecilic in ordinary choices. And now it's ready to keel over a weary, battered old brontosaurus to become extinct.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Here's another question that Justin was talked about and was asked. He says, you know, when you look at your relationship with God, with Jesus, and he begins to describe, I want to ask you about your relationship with Jesus. Do you have one? Well, Justin Bieber does. I do. And Jesus wants to have a relationship with you. But if we approach him from this other works religious way, it literally pushes us away from the cross. But if we get the perspective, and Justin explains very well the correct perspective to be able to look at how Jesus looks at us. Let's take a look.
The more I looked at, so now I'm not doing, the way I look at my relationship with God and with Jesus is I'm not trying to earn God's love by doing good things. God has already loved me for who I am before I did anything to earn and deserve it. It's a free gift by accepting Jesus and just giving your life to him. And what he did is the gift. The forgiveness is the thing that we look at and, you know, I'm going to worship you, God, because you gave me something so good. And so you live that life of like, I don't want to cheat on my wife, not because it's the right thing to do, but because I don't want to hurt her. See the difference there?
That is love.
Yeah. It's
you're like, putting the well-being of someone that you care about ahead of your own fallibilities and your own previous behavior.
Exactly.
And what's, you know, what's out there.
Exactly.
That's so totally powerful. That's so powerful, because if we approach God by thinking we're earning his acceptance, we're earning his love, we've already blown it from the beginning, because we're actually being self-righteous in the context of that. It's because he loved us first that we can love him. He makes a way for us. And when we understand that, we can love him. But religion makes you get a wrong perspective and causes you to turn away from God. That's the purpose of a spirit of religion. But a relationship and understanding how much God loves you makes you want to turn to him. And Justin was saying, listen, once I got this revelation of understanding that he loves me, he is good, and I love him, and he saved me, and he cleansed me from all my dirt and all my shame, I love him. And because I love him, I'm going to obey him. See, it's a byproduct of that love we have for him. And he compared it to his wife, you know, Haley. He said that, you know, because I love Haley, my wife, I don't want to cheat on her, not because it's the right thing, because I don't want to hurt her. That is the secret, by the way, of walking with God, when you care about him, because he cares about you. He gave his son for you to pay a price for you. The question is, do we care for him? And Justin explained that really, really well. You know, what are your thoughts in regards to that? When you think about, you know, how you approach God, have you ever approached him in the area of how Justin was talking about originally, out of works, where you're trying to, you know, earn your love and earn acceptance and, you know, trying to do the right thing, and you just keep falling and falling and falling? And we will, outside of God's grace. But have you repented and turned the other way and go, you know what, just God loves me, and because I love him, you know, I'm going to do what he asked me to do, but he's going to empower me by his grace to do it. It's just going to be a miracle that I can actually, you know, not sin, but he will empower you to sin. Is that your story? You know, comment below, write to us. We love hearing about your story, like we're hearing about Justin's story now, right now. So here's another question. Do you think, and you think about it, that you know, Justin Bieber redefined his relationship with God, took a deep dive in this faith. He just accepted Jesus Christ fully as his Lord and Savior. And then the interviewer is asking the question. He's saying, listen, if you would not have taken this turn and redefined your relationship, reclaimed your relationship with Jesus, were you on a pathway of self-destruction? Self-destruction. Maybe right now you're on a pathway of self-destruction. If you don't come off this path, then listen, there's so many people on that path right now, because there's been some dark spirit over the land that's been pushing people towards the edge of the cliff, and they don't let you know until you're hanging over the cliff, like, yeah, you're going to die. But guess what? Listen to what Justin Bieber, because Justin Bieber was at that. He said, literally, I was going to be destroyed. I was on a path of self-destruction. Jesus had to save me, and Jesus will save you off your path of self-destruction. I was on one when Jesus found me. Well, guess what? Listen to Justin.
Do you think that if you hadn't redefined what Jesus was and reclaimed it into something that was worthy of practice for you, mm-hmm. which then led you on a path of reconciliation with your wife, mm-hmm. do you think the person that the you of then was on a path of self-destruction? Do you feel that you were self-destructing?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I would have, for sure, 100%. Yeah, 100%. It would have been no bono. It was bad. It would have been, yeah. I don't know if I'd be alive for sure. It was dark, really dark. So I'm very, very grateful.
I don't know if I would be alive for sure. Is that you? This, everything's been set up. This happened. You're watching this because God cares about you the way he cares about Justin Bieber. He's saying, listen, I know that you are on a path to destruction, that you would die for sure outside of Christ saving you. And he's going, for sure, 100%. If that's you, make a decision for Jesus Christ like Justin did, to say, you know what, God, here I am. I am here, God. I want you, Lord. Save me like you saved Justin, like you saved Greg. Save me, Lord. You know, when you do that, when you reach out to him, guess what? He's going to be there to encounter you. He's going to be there to encounter you. As I shared my testimony at meetmyfather.org, you can see it on your screen, meetmyfather.org. You can go there and find out how I made the Lord, Jesus, the Lord of my life. Justin did the same thing. But if that's you, I want to pray with you right now. Just repeat after me. Say, dear Jesus. That's right. Dear Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Lord, I'm on a pathway to destruction. I'm going to be dead if I don't come off. You don't rescue me. Rescue me, Jesus. Rescue me, Jesus. I am yours, Lord. Rescue me the way you rescue Justin. Rescue me, Lord God. Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. That's right. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I receive you. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, that I'm in this dirt, just dirty. But Lord, come and cleanse me, renew me, save me, I ask, in Jesus' name. That's awesome, right? Listen, you joined in like Justin, like me and so many others. We have some information for you. You can see the contact information on the screen. We want to be able to send it to you. But welcome to the family. Begin your walk with God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, you know, Justin shares about, you know, seeing other people. Justin Bieber shares about seeing other people's walk in their faith, how it impacted his life, because he had to get a grid for what it's like to be a husband, what it's like to be a father. And you'll be surprised how your life is impacting others for the good or not for the good. Let's listen to Justin answer the question, how it impacted his life.
To have influences in my life that have played a huge part in me, seeing their relationship with Jesus and their relationship with their wives and their relationship with their kids and saying, that's what I want, and striving after that, so.
That's so powerful. You look, he was looking at other people's life, and some people are trying to preach to people. But really, he was just looking at people's lives and going, I want what they have. What they have was a relationship with God, which gave them the empowerment to have a relationship with other people, wives and husbands and children and family. Family is a gift from God. When we go after darkness, it divides our marriage. It divides our family. But when we go after God, it unites our family, if everybody's going after God. St. Francis Assisi said this. He said, preach the gospel at all times. When necessary, use words. Think about that. So Justin was being impacted not by people preaching at him, but by the life that they were living. I think about John Paul Jackson. He's with the Lord now, but he spoke prophetically talking about the key to success in dark times is living as children of the light, just doing what's right, living a life that's right before God. And that's the greatest witness that we can have for other people, just living our life right before the Lord. Well, think about this. When Justin Bieber begins to explain about how God just received, how he received the Lord in the middle of his dirt, in the middle of his mess. And I like the way he says this, so true. He said, Jesus is not the religious elite. That's important because you got these folks that walk around, you know, their eyes roll back in their head. They got their holy moment, holy building, holy place, holy clothes, supposedly, you know, and they look down on folks. That's not who Jesus is. Jesus came to walk as we walk and live as we live, right in the middle of our stuff. But he didn't sin like we did. Let's listen to Justin's response to understanding that.
I feel like God's, you know, when he sees us, he's not this God that people, a lot of people think that it's like judgmental. And he's a God that that accepts us for who we are and loves us through our pain and through our dirt. Jesus wasn't this religious elite guy that, you know, came to, but he was in the dirt, and he found me in my dirt and pulled me out. And
that's powerful. That's where Jesus found me. He found me in my dirt. Do you think you're too dirty to be found by God? Well, that's what religion says. But Jesus says, I came down to walk in the dirt with you. I didn't sin. He didn't get dirty, but he actually walked amongst us as we walked. He was tempted in every way, yet without sin. And he said he did that so that he can empathize with us and really explain us to the Father, because why would anybody sin against God? Well, he walked in our body as we walk in, and he felt our infirmities, he felt our struggle, and guess what? He didn't sin. And because of that, when he was sacrificed on the cross, he was sacrificed as a holy offering to pay the price for our sin, not his sin. And then when he was raised again on the third day to sit by the Father, now we can be saved through what Christ did for us. Listen, God loves you. You're never too dirty. You're never too dirty to be saved. You can cry out to God. As a matter of fact, the best place sometimes to find God is when you're on your back, right? Well, Justin talks about also, Justin Bieber talks about being able to share his testimony. You know, the Word of God says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, says they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. It's their testimony. And we call that our story, right? Well, Justin talks about he wants to be able to share his story with others. And by doing that, look how he's encouraging us. Well, you would begin to share your story like Justin says, I want to share my story with others, testimony, so that they too can get hope in Jesus Christ. Take a look.
That's why my story, that's why I'm not afraid. I want to talk about without forcing that into people's. I never want to be someone that's trying to persuade anyone to believe in what I believe. I think God persuades people, but I want to definitely tell my story so that if that resonates to anybody, that they can hopefully learn from it.
Does that resonate with you? Listen, we want to hear your story. As a matter of fact, write to us, comment below. Comment below and share your story with us. Share your whole story with us. People are going to read it. They're going to be greatly encouraged the way we're encouraged about hearing Justin share his story. I like his honesty. He's like, outside of God, I'm just lost. And that's all of us outside of God. Every one of us, no matter the highest, lowest, whoever people think they are in their rankings, we're all saved by grace and the mercy of God. No one is worthy. So by sharing your testimony, that's actually going to empower Justin to be able to stand boldly, because we overcome the tempter, Satan, when we actually share our story with people. And people get so encouraged when you share your story. They want to know about your journey. They want to know how difficult it was. And I shared my story at meetmyfather.org. And we shared a couple other stories there as well. But we want to hear your story. Comment below and share your story, because we want to know, just like Justin shares his story, you know, what your story is. We want to know. Isn't this so powerful? Well, listen, if you've never had parents before, Justin Bieber, he had parents, obviously, but he didn't have parents that lived they never married, they never walked out what a family looks like. And here he's wanting this relationship with God, he's wanting this relationship with Haley, his wife, and he's like, you know, having parents that were never married didn't stop him from being married. You know why? Well, guess what? Justin shares with us why. Take a look.
It was, seemed pretty quick.
It was very quick. It was a couple months later, I popped the question. And then it was a couple months later, we got married.
Were you nervous before you popped the question?
I was. I mean, that's a big commitment. And my parents were never married, so I never had that. I never got to see what that really looked like. So I'm like, can I even do this? Do I even know what it looks like to do this? But I just felt like God was saying, I'll show you. You know, I'll show you how to do it. Just trust. So I just trusted him and just let him, you know, lead the way and committed to her. And
that's so important. Think about it. He says, I don't know how to do this. He's humble, admitting it, you know. But he's, you know, he says, God's showing him, I'll show you how to do it. I'll just trust God on how to be married. That's so important, because marriage begins to crash when we trust ourselves to fulfill it. Marriage is a miracle. I mean, God, you know, created man, he created Adam, he created Eve, and the two become one flesh, and that, you know, God is the one that blesses that relationship. You know, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. But it's like, we don't take that viewpoint of, you know, I've read a lot of books on marriage, I've seen marriage, things I've seen maybe were damaging or non-existent, but guess what? I love God, I'm saved, I've given my life to him, and the same God that saved me, he can actually lead me by his spirit on how to be a husband or how to be a wife. Isn't that wonderful? I want to encourage you right now. Have you turned your back on marriage? Have you turned your back on your spouse because, you know, you tried to make it happen? You started trusting yourself and your own ideas, and sad to say, maybe you created your own God. I mean, it doesn't line up anymore with scripture, and you're finding your whole life and family falling apart. But you know what? We can humble ourselves like Justin just said and did, and say, listen, I don't know how to do this, but I'm coming back. I'm going to humble myself and just trust God's spirit. Your marriage will change. I mean, if you're being prideful, you're being unforgiving and that type of thing, it's you're just trusting yourself. But if you just say, you know what, God, show me. You know what God's going to say? God's going to say, love your enemies. Pray for those who curse you. What do you think he's going to say about a spouse? He's going to say, like, get back together, humble yourself, right? Start treating each other better, because it's all about our relationship with him, and he empowers us. If that's you, comment below. I want to hear your thoughts about that. How does that inspire you? Like, I can trust God. I'm not going to turn my back on what God's form of marriage is. I'm going to pursue it and trust him through it. If that's you, comment below. I want to hear your thoughts on that. Thank you, Justin, for that. So here, Justin Bieber, he's had parents, obviously, but he didn't have a father in his life present as much. He was living with his mother in Canada. And somehow he's got to figure out how to be father. And he started young in the entertainment industry, just, I forget his age, maybe 12 or 13 or something. But here he is, you know, he's growing up before the whole world and made a lot of mistakes. He talks about it, and all of us have. And in that, he's like, I got married to Haley now, his wife, but and a lot of people go like, and you hear people go, I'm not going to have children. Well, how do you think you got here? Somebody had you, right? And so he's asking the question, you know, what kind of father are you going to be? And what he says is so profound. Obviously, he hasn't become one yet, but understand this is the answer. Even if you already have teenagers, this is the answer. Listen to what Justin said.
Where you stand or how you feel about starting a family, and in particular coming from a family that was unorthodox in an environment that wasn't normal, or whatever a normal family is, how you feel about starting your own?
I want to start my own family in due time. I want to enjoy being married for a little bit, go on tour, be married, enjoy traveling with just us, build more of our relationship. And I think, that is definitely the next step for sure.
What kind of father do you sort of want to be, do you think? Like, what's important to you? And you know what I mean? Like,
oh, wow. Great question.
What do you not want to be?
That's a good question, too. I just want to be led by, like I said before, I'm a Jesus follower, and I just want to be led by, when you accept Jesus, he says that now you walk with the Holy Spirit. So I think I just want to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Wasn't that encouraging in regards to hearing, here's a man who's never been married before, hadn't had children, in regards to seeing his parents was dysfunctional, but he says, you know, as a follower of Jesus, it says that the Holy Spirit will lead me. He said, unless you become like a child, Jesus said, unless you become like a child, you can't even enter into the kingdom of God. His perspective, that's the right perspective. All of us need God's grace and things that are going on, but understand that. That's the key. That's the key to life. You want to be parenting? Even if you're being leveraged by your children, they're trying to force you into, you know, whatever, you know, your house is under siege because of what's happening with your children. You can say, God, I need you to lead me. Jesus, I need you to lead me. Holy Spirit, come into our home, come into our family, come into our relationship. I don't know what to do. Abide. As a matter of fact, you know, if you have a begin up, Jesus said you can do nothing outside of an abiding relationship with him. And a lot of people want to abide with him, but they need a simple plan to do that. Guess what? We have a simple plan, free simple plan for you at iabide.org. Go there and request your simple plan right now. It comes right to you in your email, iabide.org, to encourage you. It's simple, but it's empowering. And people from all around the world, probably every country in the world, has taken this abiding plan, been abiding with Jesus. And then you can trust Jesus when you're hanging out with him and learning to hear his voice. So he said, I'll follow the Holy Spirit. That's how I'll be a father, because I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. This is such a powerful question with Justin's being asked. You know, what is love? That's the ultimate question today, isn't it? What is love? Because when we question what love is, we're really questioning God, because God is love. But it's so confusing, you know, what love is today. People love money, people love stuff, people love things, people love you as long as things are going good for them. But as soon as things change, they turn their back on you. What is love? Especially when you're in a place like, you know, maybe you're in a place of leadership and people see you at a different level, or stardom, like they saw Justin Bieber, people, you know, just saying they love him, but really they love what they perceived and lifted him up to be, but that wasn't true love. But guess what? This totally nailed it, this question right here. It's a question I want to ask you that's being asked to Justin. You know, what is love? What truly is love? Take a look.
When you're faced with this adoration and this love, but you're not quite sure what love is.
There you go. It's big. What we're touching on is big right now. This is big. It's big. This is big. This is big. I don't even think people know how big this is. Yeah, what is love? I mean, love is patient, love is kind, love doesn't envy, love doesn't boast, love isn't self-seeking, love isn't arrogant. Love is, you know, what Haley and I are doing every day, is waking up in the morning and making the decision to, you know, we have all these, everyone has selfish desires, you know, everybody has bad thoughts but just pushing those aside and saying, I'm not gonna indulge in that because I have something, you know, you give me something that I want more than that, those things.
But like you say, acknowledging that they exist.
But acknowledging them. I think that's something that I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't ready. I wasn't doing that before, I don't think. I wasn't acknowledging them. I just was like pretending that they weren't there.
Yes. Burying them.
And then you know what comes with that? Self-righteousness. Look at me, how good I'm doing. Because I'm not doing those things.
Yeah.
Self-righteousness. And that's
you're pretending.
The epitome of what I hate. But it's something that I started doing because I'm like, well, I'm saying no to all this other garbage and I'm doing the right thing. So look, I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
And then people are like, what? You know, like, who are you to say? You know what I mean? It's like, we're not really good at the end of the day. At the core, I don't believe that humans are good. And people might, you know, twist this and make me seem like I'm saying humanity's not good. I don't know.
But tell your truth.
I just feel like at the core, I fight every day temptation and things that, you know, are instinctive to do, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, lie, be greedy, all these things that just naturally come. Those naturally come. I got to fight to not be that. Maybe that's my unique thing. Maybe that's me personally being that way. And I just accept that. And I just know that that's not who I am.
Mm-mm.
Because humanity's, you know, it's come to a place of being really, you know, it's broken. I mean, it's just look around. I mean, the pain that's, so much pain. And, I don't know, man. I mean, the pain in this world, it's just so, it's like, it's obvious. And people are looking for hope and they're looking for a way out and they're looking for an escape and they're looking for truth and they're looking for, and I'm just, I've gotten the opportunity with my journey to just see a God who's accepts me, loves me. They call him the Savior, and I believe that to be true, that Jesus saved me.
That's so powerful when you hear that, right? I mean, he just said, listen, I am a Jesus. I believe in him. He's my Savior. I believe, you know, Jesus saved me. You're like, this is who I am. You know, that's so important. You know, this world is messed up. I too believe it's a broken world. It's broken outside of God when we turned our back on God. But guess what? Jesus came, you know, and a whole God uses broken people to reach another broken person. That's what it's all about. A broken and contrite heart, a broken up heart. You know, God doesn't turn away from that. Maybe you're thinking, like, I'm too broken. I'm too broken to be able to have a relationship with God. God came for broken people. And people who say they're not broken don't know they're not broken yet. They'll find out when God opens their eyes up or they can see. But Justin understood that. And when you think about it, it's like, that's love. When God so loved us that he came in this process of his creation and saw us in our fallen state, and he says, this is who I want to be. And he goes, you know, he's quoting, you know, 1 Corinthians, I believe it is, chapter 13. You know, love is patient, love is kind, love is gentle, love is long-suffering. But the reality is, all the time my flesh wants to do what's wrong. He said, maybe this is me. Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't it be refreshing if people just said that? You know, maybe it's just me. Maybe you're not struggling with this. But the reality is, there's just three basic common sins: the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Everything that people talk about is tied to those three different things. But Jesus came and he died for all of those sins. And he's going to empower us by his Spirit if we turn to him, like Justin did, like we need to do every single day, and make a decision to love him because he loved us. Even in this broken world, you know, God can use us. Now listen, Justin Bieber posted on Pinterest right before he's launching, or right as he's launching his new album, Changes, and he says specifically, this post that says, thank you, Jesus. Right, you can see it right there. Let me read it to you. This is what he says, and this is his brand new album, and he says, I love making music, creating art gives me, I love making music, creating art that gives people joy. I love following the plans God has for me. I love walking with Jesus as he leads me into green pastures. That's from Psalms 23. I love that Jesus gave his life so that I can now walk in freedom. Do you want that kind of freedom? That comes in Jesus, right? I'm thankful that God loved me far before I did anything to earn or deserve it, which is why I am honored to spend my life giving him the recognition and praise he deserves. I mean, it's so awesome. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Thank you for loving me at my worst. You are a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, is that so powerful? I just want to say thank you, Justin Bieber, for your stand of faith. We just pray of God's blessing over you and Haley and your marriage. You know, join me right now as we're just going to just bless Justin and Haley and their marriage and their family. Father God, we just thank you for, you know, reaching and touching all of us, God. But we thank you for Justin and Haley. We just pray a blessing over their marriage, a blessing over their family, a blessing over their crew. Give them the wisdom they need to be able to walk this out with you. God, we thank you for the bright light that he is, the humility that he's showing, Father God. Just we say blessings, blessings be upon him and a great family to gather around him, Father God, and to be strong, Father God. We just pray this in Jesus' name. God bless you, Justin.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.